Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gerald Young. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Pankowitz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Darwin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dykstra strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Teufel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Teufel moves to third. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. Bez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Teufel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young strikes out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Carter and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. 2 outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Doran. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Doran steals second. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Bez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Baz reaches second base with a double. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pankowitz hits a ball on the ground into center field. Dykstra picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dykstra. Baz scores. Pankowitz moves all the way to home. It's 2-1, Astros. Alan Ashby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ashby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Darwin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykstra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Dykstra reaches second base with a double. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Teufel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a line drive into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykstra moves to third. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dykstra scores. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Hernandez moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Doran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pankowitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster misplays the ball. That's an error on Elster. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pankowitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pankowitz hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Baz moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Astros. Danny Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Keith Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Young steals second. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 4-2, Astros. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doran. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Doran steals second. Kevin Baz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Baz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doran scores. It's 5-2, Astros. Terry Leach now pitching. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baz. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Baz steals second. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pankowitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pankowitz hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Strawberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry strikes out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Darwin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Elster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a line drive towards third. Pankowitz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Backman pinch hits for Terry Leach. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Gerald Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Young. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Doran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel misplays the ball. That's an error on Teufel. Young scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Astros. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Doran. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dykstra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykstra strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Teufel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ramirez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baz is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pankowitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pankowitz strikes out. 2 outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ashby is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Jackson now playing third base. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.